In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
We are in the middle, brothers and sisters in Christ, of the Apostles' Fast. We started the Apostles' Fast on Monday, and it goes up until June 29th, the Feast of the Apostles Peter and Paul. This is one of the four major fasting periods of the church, but it sometimes gets overlooked. A couple reasons for that. First of all, it's in the summer, and sometimes our minds aren't on ascetical struggles in the summer. You know, we take sort of a vacation mentality, and we celebrate, we want to cook out and things like that, so we're not always thinking about fasting. You know, we just got out of Great Lent going up to Easter and Pascha, and the period through Pentecost, so our hearts and minds are not always there. Another reason is that the length varies year to year. Some years the Apostles' Fast can be the whole month of June, a whole 30 days leading up to June 29th or 4 weeks, something like that. And other years it can be much shorter. This year it's 2 weeks. It's even possible, I think 2002, we didn't even have an Apostles' Fast, because the Sunday of All Saints fell after June 29th. You know, these dates are variable according to Pascha. So it was overlooked completely. But that's unfortunate, because the Apostles' Fast, as we said, is a major fast of the church. And like all of our fasts, we can learn from it. And especially as Christians, as people, as carriers of the Word of God into the world, it could be very useful to us. The reason we fast from the Monday following All Saints to June 29th, the Feast of Peter and Paul, it's the same reasons for all the other fasts. You know, we know why that is, so that we would be allowed to be built up into the image of God, to declare our freedom from earthly and material dependency. That's not to say that we don't have needs. We do. But we understand as Christians that food and drink are not the reasons we live. Satisfying our material hunger never truly satisfies, because we're hungry a few hours later, right? And we have to eat again. So eating less and abstaining from certain foods and not being as excessive and indulgent in our eating and drinking allows us to remember that the true bread, the real food, comes from the Word of God. And that's what we're called to do at this time. The only real satisfaction will come from doing the will of God. The motivation for the fast during this time is slightly different. Unlike Advent and Great Lent, we're not in that period of anticipation where we're expecting the birth of the Savior or His Passion. But rather, we're remembering the work of the apostles, all of the apostles. We talk about Peter and Paul because they're the chief apostles, but really it's all the apostles that we remember. And a key New Testament text that we could look at to illustrate this is Acts chapter 13. And we'll see how the apostles were in the very beginning and what they were doing and what this means for us. Chapter 13 of Acts, the very beginning, it says, "Now, in the church that was in Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away." We see here in this little short text the early church doing several things: gathering together, praying, ministered to the Lord. And I always like to point out, the study Bible notes this, That word is literally, it's the word that we get liturgy from, liturgio. So they performed liturgy to the Lord, and they fasted. And then what happens? The Holy Spirit speaks. God speaks in His Spirit. And He gives them the power to go out into the world and do that work which He appointed them for. So the apostles had a huge task before them. They had to take the Word of God out into the world that was hostile to it, that resisted it, that crucified Jesus Christ. They had to take this Word out into the world and do it with strength and perseverance and inspire people. So what did they do? They prayed. They fasted. They performed liturgical acts. See, liturgy was there from the very beginning. What we're doing today here in the Orthodox Church, this was there from the very beginning. So we take upon ourselves, as guided by the Church, to fast for a period. Because we are called to this ministry just like Peter and just like Paul. We are called to be bearers of the Word of God out in the world that still resists it, that's still hostile to the message. Now, each one of us has a gift. Each one of us has a calling and a ministry to fulfill. It's not always the same for everybody. You know, we have priests, we have preachers, we have teachers, we have people who tend to the sick, we have people who write beautiful things about the faith. But each one of us has a general calling, you know, to present that face of Jesus Christ to the world, that good news of the gospel, that He died for us, that God loves us so much that He sent His Son into the world to take on the sins and to relieve us from our sins and to suffer and die and be raised up again so that we would have the newness of life when He comes again at the second coming. Each one of us has a calling to take that out into the world in our own capacity. You know, we do it in words. We do it with our attitude. We do it with the things we don't say, you know, as much as the things we do say. We do it in how we treat other people and how they see what we do and how important our faith is to us and how we live it out. The only real satisfaction comes from doing the will of God. And we can think about Peter, we can think about Paul, and just put them on hold for 1 second. Think about Jesus in the gospel that we had a few Sundays ago where He encounters the Samaritan woman. And if you recall, His disciples were wondering if Jesus had eaten anything. They said, "We didn't think to bring food along. Maybe He's hungry. Does He need something to eat?" And they went and they asked Him. And during that whole time, Jesus is engaging this woman. And He's teaching her that He is the Messiah. And she's going to go out and preach the gospel to her people. And they're going to spread it all throughout the land there. So they come to Jesus and they approach Him and they say, "You know, has somebody brought you something to eat?" And Jesus says, "No. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and accomplish the work that I've been given to do." It might sound like an exaggeration to us. You know, we don't eat at all, we only do the will of God. But really, really, to a certain degree, we can do the same. You know, if we cut out certain foods from our diet, if we aren't excessive, if we remove entertainment and replace it with prayer, you know, during the fasting periods, that will enforce in our minds and in our hearts that everything comes from God, you know, and we don't live because we are flesh and bones. We don't exist because we eat and drink. We live because God created us and gave us the breath of life. And we live because Jesus Christ died and was raised up from the dead and will raise us with Him when He comes again. That's our true motivation. So any little bit we can do helps if we do it with the right attitude. Remember that, you know, fasting has to come from our hearts. Has to be something we want to do. Can't be imposed upon us. Because if we're not doing it according to our will and according to what God wants for us, then we're not going to succeed. So I encourage us all, you know, it's not too late. Engage in the fast. Read about the lives of the apostles. Their feast day is coming up on June 29th. And if you think you can't do it, if you think you're not equipped, if you think you're lacking, well, we're all lacking. But think about their lives. Think about Peter. The chief of the apostle to the Jews, Peter, denied the Lord 3 times. Told Him His crucifixion would never happen and they should prevent it. Fled when Jesus was arrested and crucified. Disappeared in fright. Think about Paul, persecutor of the church, trying to shut down Christianity, thinking he's doing the will of God, and then becoming the chief of the apostles to the Gentiles. Because as we heard in the epistle today, all are called, Jews and Gentiles, and God will judge both. So if we think we're lacking, we may be, but we could still work on it. We can give just a little bit, you know. We can be carriers of the gospel. We can be deliverers of the word of God into the world with the means that God has given us. Any talent, any gift. If it's just an attitude, if it's just a kind word, if it's just an ability to love others the way Jesus commands us to do, we can do that. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, during this fast, let us pray to be built up into the image of God. Let us pray that we may be equipped to carry the word of God in the spirit of the apostles, Peter, Paul, and all the 12 and all the 70 who carried the word of God out. And let us pray that the apostles would pray for us and build us up. Remember that doing this requires the things that Scripture teaches us. Prayer, liturgy, in other words, true worship of God in the church, and also the tools that we're given, fasting. And this will allow us to fulfill God's purpose in us. Through the prayers of the holy apostles and of all the saints, may our Lord Jesus Christ have mercy on us and save us.